Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for August 15th. Good morning. It's a great day. I've got Adam with me. How are you doing, Adam?
Good. I'm hoping that my connection doesn't fail because going 2 for 2 would suck.
that would suck. All right. Well, we are here to talk to you about the Big Brother 19 live feeds. We're going to tell you everything that happened yesterday on them. So let's get right started. Right started? That's not the right thing to say.
That works. No, you can right started works.
Right started? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. So right in the beginning of the morning, we had Cody talking to Alex. This was kind of deja vu. Cody continuing to try to get Alex to not put him up on the block. He just continues to campaign. He tries to tell her, like, oh, look, Christmas was one of those votes that kept me in the game. I bet you didn't know that. Alex then tells Jason, who tells Paul, and it's just kind of like, it's a non-starter. There's really nothing Cody can say at this point.
No, he's screwed. It's like telling anyone's going to get the information's going to get back to Paul. So there's not much more Cody can do, but it's nice that he's trying.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think I saw somebody on Twitter say that, like, Cody has campaigned to stay off the block more than everyone who was on the block in, like, the entire house.
Most of them want to be on the block, so it's just a weird dynamic this season.
Yes. So we had a lot of Kevin is sketchy, he's shady, we need to talk about getting rid of Kevin. We had a lot of that talk yesterday. The group eventually kind of tells Paul, like, dude, you got to chill a little bit because, we don't want to set him off. We don't want to get him to turn against us. And that we need to get Mark and Elena out before we get Kevin out. And Paul's like, he does this. Yeah. Okay. Sure. But you know that he's really starting to think, I want to get Kevin out soon, right?
Yeah. And he keeps talking about checking Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't know why, like, he keeps using the word. He's like, I'm going to check Kevin. Got to check Kevin. And I feel like there's so many sketchy people in the house. Like, but it's this weird dynamic this season where if you're not 100% with Paul all the time, you're not, like, with them or you're being sketchy. And it's like Paul's running this cult and I hope he runs it into the ground, but it looks like he's running them right to the slaughter.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole checking thing. Like, I gotta go check him. Like in hockey, like, you know, like check. Like,
I don't, wow, I'm impressed with the sports reference. I was gonna say that, but I know you've mentioned before you're not the biggest sports fan, so I'm really impressed that you brought that up.
I don't watch. I play him. I just don't watch him.
Oh, so you know more than most people then.
I guess so. It reminded me a lot of Cody in Big Brother 16, would always be like, oh, I'm gonna call him out. I'm gonna call him out, and it's probably just like, I'm gonna check him. I gotta check him.
Cody had this weird obsession with Donnie. I don't know if you remember, like, yeah. He'd, like, go off in the HOH room. I'm gonna go up to Donnie. And he, like, would say these vulgar things, and then he would never do anything, which isn't a surprise with Cody Calfiore. But
Adam in the chat says, or chess. Maybe he's talking about chess. I gotta put him in check.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. I was thinking hockey too, and I'm not even a big hockey fan.
All right. So we also have Jason and Alex then talk about Kevin together. Jason is kind of like, wait. Alex is saying we should go to the final five, like what Paul said with Paul, Christmas, and Josh. And Jason's like, hold on. We shouldn't take out Kevin before Josh. That doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. But Alex is like, no. I mean, Kevin is sketchy. We gotta get rid of Kevin. I think Jason definitely has the right idea here. I mean, why go into the final five without more of your own numbers? Kevin and or Josh and Christmas are two people who are going to be siding with Paul over you. Kevin theoretically at least sides with you over them.
It's true. But we've seen this with Alex for a while. I feel like she's been saying Kevin is sketchy since the beginning of the game. And Jason, you see him with his walks with Kevin all the time. I think he trusts him a lot more than Alex does. Josh was also saying when they were talking in their big group that he doesn't think they should target Kevin too soon. And he trusts him more than he trusts, like, Mark and Elena and even Matt and Raven. So I don't think Kevin that has too much to worry about. But if he goes against the group too much, he might get into a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. So ultimately, we have Matt here using the veto on Jason. While Matt is still up on the block, he won the veto. He used it on Jason. I'm not getting that wrong. It actually happened. Cody goes up in his place. And that's our three nominees for the week are Cody, Elena, and Matt. How do you feel about that, Adam?
Well, okay, so like Matt, I keep thinking, like, what's his speech going to be if he makes the end? I know it's unlikely and he's really playing for Paul to get to the end, but if Matt gets to the end, he could say, I was a team player, but like Big Brother is not a team game. At the end of the day, I get him taking Jason off, because if he didn't, then they can't backdoor Cody, whatever. But are we ever going to see a change in Matt's game where he starts playing for himself, or even himself and Raven rather than Paul?
It's hard to say. It really does feel like he thinks he's on a team, and he just thinks that team is going to continually shrink until it's just him, Paul, and Raven. And then he thinks Paul and Raven will go to the final two, and Paul will use his speech to give it to Raven. I think that's how Matt sees this game playing out.
He watched 16, I think, right? I'm not sure. That was the only season he watched.
Yeah.
He thinks that the Derek thing is supposed to happen every year, where they all just follow one person and just do what they say and then just get slaughtered at the end. But and then if I see Matt laugh hysterically at one more joke that's not funny at all, I think I might kill myself. It's just terrible. I can't watch Matt and Raven anymore. Every time they're on the feeds, I turn them off.
It's you're just like Kevin. Kevin got very mad at them for laughing at jokes that weren't funny.
And I'm all on Team Kevin then right now. Well, not everything Kevin does, like just some of the things he does.
Yes. All right. Well, we saw that apparently Kevin was not as happy as everyone else about the whole backdoor and Cody thing during the veto ceremony. So this is setting off even more suspicion. Wow, why wasn't Kevin happy like we were? Jason ends up telling Kevin, dude, Christmas and Paul are kind of getting worried about you here, which is, you know, Kevin's not super happy that he's hearing this. And he's going to have a conversation with Paul later in the day where he expresses that displeasure. But we'll talk about that when we get there. Alex continues to push this whole plan of like, let's make Elena sweat. I want Elena thinking she's going to go home. There's really not much point to this other than like just like getting like keeping Elena paranoid, right?
But like, okay, so in a game where you kind of want everyone to like you at the end of the day, what is Alex's point of rocking that hat and being constantly petty? But like, what is making Elena sweat do other than make her not trust Alex more? If Elena goes on the block, like, or Elena wins HOH, and Alex has made her sweat all week, nobody likes to sweat. So I would think that she would probably go back and potentially put someone like Alex up, especially after this whole curse thing where we watched on, I think it was Saturday night, where Alex was very frustrated with how Elena acted in the competition. So I just don't think there's much positive to what Alex is doing and how she wants to treat Elena.
Yeah, and it's really making Elena want Alex out of the house, or at the very least nominated, which is not exactly what Alex should be wanting to have happen.
As long as Paul's safe, because it's his brand, that friendship, well, you cannot turn on friendship. It's his franchise. He will definitely take them the final two. So as long as she's with Paul and Paul's protecting his franchise, she's okay.
Yeah. So we see Josh kind of implementing this plan. He tells Elena, you know, Cody's been talking and he's been making some good points. And Elena's like, what do you mean making? What points is he making? Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what he said. I mean, I'm just saying, I apparently he's making good points. So what do you want from me?
He had no backup in that argument. He was just like, oh, he made good points. Well, what good points? I don't know, but they're there.
Yeah, there's points and I've heard that they're good. So just watch out. we also had Mark. He picks the right box for the have not temptation, and he gets out of being a have not.
Yes.
Which is going to be an issue later on. But immediately people are already like, oh my god, he's eating all the food now. Mark, he's so annoying. I mean, this is like the worst thing that could have happened to Mark's game, getting out of being a have not.
It's so sad. I feel like Mark cannot do anything right in this game, and like you said, we'll get to the whole have not room situation in a little bit, but I feel like they take anything that they possibly can, like, oh, Mark breathed too much air today, let's I don't like that Mark is doing that, and I feel bad for Mark because he's probably one of the only genuinely nice people in this house.
Yeah, it's funny because we talked yesterday or last night on the roundtable about why people are hating on Paul, and I said basically that I think a large part of it is because he's controlling the game, and people are like reaching at reasons to like, yeah, oh well, we hate Paul when oh, Derek was okay because of this, but Paul is bad because of this. And I feel like a couple of years from now, people are going to be like, well, Paul was okay because of this, and this person is not because of this. But they do the same thing to Mark in the house, where it's like, well, Mark is the target, so like anything he does is going to be something that we're going to rail on him about. Like, it's that Mark, he took my pillow, or like he's eating all the food, or like, oh, did you see the way he pulled his pants down and tanned his butt out in the backyard, or like, oh man, did you see the way that he like didn't laugh when we told a joke? Ah, Mark.
It's like he walked by Cody and they're like, did you see he walked by Cody today? They're obviously in an alliance and he's protecting him. That's his homie, as Josh kept saying. I my heart goes out to Mark, because he's trying to assimilate. He's trying to be friends with everyone. Like, Josh has treated him like crap throughout this game, and he'll still be nice to him, and then they'll just talk crap about Mark all day. A part of me just wants Mark to go home so he's not subjected to this anymore.
Well, we'll have to see. I said last night that I'm rooting really hard for a Mark HOH win, because I really feel like that's going to make for the most exciting week, or at least double eviction.
Oh yeah.
We had Josh. Okay, so this was a weird situation. Josh tells Matt, because he was talking to Jason, and Jason told him that there was a plan to get Matt out, and Josh misinterpreted that to mean that Mark was wanting to get Matt out. So Josh tells Matt that Jason told him that Mark wants him out.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and Matt then goes and tells Paul and Christmas and them, and they're all like, oh wow, Mark, what a douche. Why is he wanting to get Matt out? This is proof of his insubordinance. We need to like use this as a reason to target Mark next week. And then Jason comes and he's like, oh, wait, hold on. I said, Cody wants Matt out. Mark did not say that. And Paul's like, oh man, well, I guess we can just pretend he said that though. Like,
what? He's like, we should assume that Mark said it anyway and use it as a reason to nominate him. Mark will just put on his face and be like, that's all he's gonna do, and he's gonna feel terrible if they end up nominating him for that reason. Because Mark, I feel like, doesn't talk bad about many people in the house, but everyone thinks he's talking bad about everyone.
Yeah, I can picture it right now. Like, the nomination ceremony, Mark, I'm putting you on the ball. You tried to get Matt out last week. Like,
the face.
What?
When did I say that? And then Josh would be like, oh, you're going home, you meatball, or whatever. And then it's just going to end up everyone bashing Mark for something ridiculous again.
Yeah. All right, so then we finally get into this this whole fight here. Mark takes some pillows from Alex's bed. He also took some from Paul's bed because he's no longer a have-not. This escalates into ridiculousness. I don't want to, the pillow fight, pillow gate, whatever you want to call it. Adam, tell me what happened here.
Okay, so it starts off with Alex is upset because Mark has dismantled her bed, and Alex will not stand for that. So she follows Mark around, yelling at him, saying he doesn't own the place. Mark goes outside. Then all of a sudden, the little Paul Alliance gathers in the have-not room, and they're laughing about the fight. And Alex said she did it because she was bored. And then Mark enters the room, and then Christmas calls him out, and then Mark apologizes. He was like, look, I'm sorry, I said I'm sorry. And she goes, nope, it's not okay, you have to learn. You did this, and just because you're sorry doesn't mean you learn anything. And it's a constant sequence in the house where you keep taking people's things. And a few weeks back, she got mad at him for taking her slop, and Mark just apologizes, but they don't care. And it's just like a bunch of people bashing Mark, and like the other ones just laughing at him, and it's just a terrible situation all around. It's sad to watch. It feels like these people are so bored that they have to attack Mark for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so they get into this big fight, and then of course, like, Josh is like, wait a minute, I can't be left out of a fight. So Josh, of course, then tries to pick a fight with Mark about which bed they're sleeping in, because Josh, oh no, I asked Elena if I could sleep next to her, and Mark is like, well, dude, I'm not a have not anymore. Like, I get to sleep there. That's where I sleep. And this escalates into a big fight. I mean, Adam, what's happening here?
Like, it's ridiculous, because like, I understand that Elena's her own woman, she could do what she wants, right? But like, why does Josh need to sleep next to Elena? Like, what is the point of him doing that, other than to mess with Mark and get him going? Because everyone knows that, like, obviously Mark has feelings for Elena and is kind of like oddly in love with her. But Josh just keeps throwing these little like, no, I'm gonna sleep with her, I called it, I could call that I'm sleeping on the floor tonight doesn't mean I'm sleeping on the floor. Like, Kevin can call that he's sleeping with Christmas. It doesn't mean that he's sleeping with Christmas. It's just, once again, a terrible game of let's do anything we can to upset Mark.
Yeah, it really is. And again, like, Christmas butts in, like, oh, Mark, you're the worst. And Paul is like, oh, yeah, you took my pillows too. And then, like, Mark is just like, he just leaves. He's just like, I'm just going to leave. And then they're all basically just like high-fiving each other after, like, oh, yeah, great job, guys. We got him. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's so sad. And I feel like, of course, like, everyone throws the bullying thing around. And I'm not like, I can't be someone to say, oh, well, that's bullying. That's not, but it just feels like when there's this group of people and they're everything Mark does, they're just picking at it and kind of throwing him off this little ledge he's standing on. I don't know. I feel bad for Mark, and I'm nervous that it could have the repercussions, because since he was obviously bullied and he's talked about that, Mark's had a tough life. Can we give this guy any slack here?
No.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna.
Well, Mark does walk away from this saying, you know what? Alex and Paul are going up on the block if I win HOH. And that's why, come to this double eviction, if Mark wins and puts Alex and Paul up, I think it's going to be a close vote between the two of them. I think whichever way it goes, the game is going to open up. I think it's going to be an exciting double eviction. Everybody in there and their mothers should all be praying for a Mark HOH win on this double eviction.
Oh my God. And as much as, okay, so like, I don't even know what I would want in that situation. Like, I think I'd want Paul to go home just to see what the house would do and his minions would do. But like, I hate Alex in the game so much. Like, I cannot, she's probably one of my least favorites in a while. Just how she's like, Paul has friendship. Paul's going to keep us safe. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, well, here's, if we're counting the votes, if Paul and Alex go up on the block, we have to assume Alex gets Jason, probably Kevin, but that's not necessarily a given. But I do think probably Kevin, and then probably Elena as well, to evict Paul. But then Paul probably has Matt, Raven, Christmas, and Josh. So we have to assume Paul probably stays there, right?
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is, do we see like Josh and Christmas go to the side and say like, maybe we should take Paul? Like, I could see the wheel spinning in Christmas's head if this does happen, and maybe she would be like, let's just push Paul off while we can. We might not have this opportunity. But I don't know if they're ballsy enough to make that move yet at final. What is it going to be? Final 10 double eviction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It might be too early for them to take out. I still think Paul would stay.
Yeah, I think so too. Obviously, though, anything can happen in a double eviction. Emotions run high. I mean, we saw that in Big Brother Canada 5, where it's just like, you're oh my God, what's happening? Paul is on the block with Alex now. Like, I hadn't thought about this scenario. Yes. What do I do? And they could make the wrong decision and evict Paul. Obviously, it is better, in fact, for Christmas and Paul and Josh to keep Paul, but yeah, they might not think that in the moment. Although I do think that probably like 90% chance Paul stays there over Alex. But as I mentioned on the roundtable last night, I do think that still opens the game up, because without Alex there, I think Jason is very, very amenable to working with Mark and Elena, and because Alex won't be holding him back. And with as much pressure as Paul has been putting on Kevin, and the fact that Kevin has been starting to be ostracized, I could easily see Kevin following Jason along that path. So that would put together some kind of resistance group with 9 people left in the house, 5 versus 4. We'd see some sort of game actually happen there.
Oh, that'd be beautiful. And I feel like you can't even count Matt and Raven as one whole person each. I feel like they're half a person each. So it'd be kind of like 4-on-4, and we get to watch both sides go at it. In a perfect world, this happens. I don't want to get too excited, because I feel like it's going to end up being like, congratulations, Paul, and he'll put up Mark and Elena, and we'll just watch one of them go home.
Yeah, that's double evictions are often disappointments.
Oh, so yeah.
Be prepared.
Very prepared.
Yes. So Cody talks with Alex and Jason again and says, you got to get Paul out if you want to win the game. You got to make a big move. You got to keep me here. And Alex and Jason are basically like, you're going to owe us an apology when we win the game. And Cody's like, you know what? I'm going to slap you when you walk into the jury house. How about that? So Cody doing good social work here. I mean, if he wasn't holed up with Jessica this whole time, I think he could have been a somewhat halfway decent social player at the very least. Obviously, his strategy is just completely whack, trying to go after Paul in the way that he did. But he's actually doing pretty well socially without Jessica there to like keep him completely occupied.
Mm-hmm. I still feel like he spends a good amount of time, like, just to himself, and like, because he knows most likely what's going to happen this week. But I love when Cody's with the group. I feel like he fits in really well. He's actually a funny guy, which is cool to see. Like, of course, you see him with Jessica, and they would talk about the game and bash everyone else. But seeing him with everyone, he's a pretty funny guy, and I like this side of Cody. And then when he's leaving the room after talking to Jason and Alex, he says, "Okay, you guys could," and he sees Christmas and Paul coming up. He says, "All right, you guys can go back to talking about how you're going to evict me in 2 days or 3 days or whatever it is." I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, and Paul and Christmas came in, and Jason was like, "Yeah, Cody's just being cool, actually, like really cool." And they also Alex also mentions to Cody that that Raven has been saying that she rejected him in the early weeks, and that he had told her that, "Oh, that's fine, that it didn't work out because you can't have children." And Cody is just incredulous at this, like, "What are you talking about? Like, you think I walked into this house, saw Raven and Jessica, and I went for Raven? Excuse me."
I love it though. Like, I feel like whenever I see Raven, like with how, like, she puts on her makeup and like she looks a certain way, she reminds me of like every like high school girl in an 80s movie. That's what I see when I see Raven. And I'm like excited to see the hopeful blow up on Raven where someone calls her out for copying everyone or making everything about herself. And I think they're obviously worried about the repercussions of America hating her, because I'm sure they think Raven's loved. But I hope that someone calls her out on that to her face and not just like talking about it behind her back.
Well, I mean, not only has most of the house turned on Raven at this point, I mean, Jason even mentioned, like, "Does she even have a disease?" And Alex was like, don't say that.
I don't like, if you're in the house, you could never be too sure. Like, they're questioning whether Cody has a daughter or not. So we might as well question everything at this point.
Yeah. When what is up with her makeup? I mean, you mentioned it, like, I don't understand. Like, she always just looks like a mess. Like, what is
she does? And like, I feel like I'm no beauty guru, and like, I have no idea like how makeup works in the first place. Like, I just don't get it, but it just feels like she takes stuff and just goes like this and then like just keeps going. Like, and it's like, just her face is just like red with makeup, and I don't even know what it's called because I'm so not caught up in the makeup game, but she just doesn't feel like she feels like she's doing something wrong.
This is the wrong time to bring it up. There's two like young dudes talking about the makeup on the podcast, but Leslie says a girl needs to blend, so apparently that's what she needs to be doing.
Blend, Raven, clown makeup. I saw that. It does look like clown makeup.
It does. And she's like, she's very pretty, but like it's always like all over the place with the makeup, mm-hmm. and the hair, and I just don't
know. And then she just it's like her makeup, and then she'll get mad at Matt and be like, "Babe," and then like she'll like look and make sure somebody's watching and like look at the camera. Is like, and then Matt will laugh, and then they'll end up making out for like 3 minutes in the kitchen, and it's just, I feel like that repeats every single day.
Yes. All right. So, Paul says, "Okay, I've got a new plan for my eviction order. This is what it should be. It should be Cody, then Mark, then Kevin, then Matt." And people are, "Whoa, Kevin, that's really early for Kevin. I don't know about this." But this is, Paul really wants to take Kevin out. And I'm sure this is because he's finally recognized that like, this is the final five he wants, and he doesn't want Jason and Alex remembering, "Wait, maybe we should keep Kevin into this final five." I think this is probably where he's at right now.
Yeah, that makes sense, like from Paul's point of view, and I feel like he said he wants Kevin then Mark, Kevin then Matt, and I feel like Matt could be in the room at the time where they're saying this, and he'd be like, "Yeah, that's a solid idea. Let's get Matt out after Kevin," and like he'd be totally okay with that. But I think that is there a good chance that this happens and it goes exactly how Paul wants? Yes, and it is interesting that he doesn't mention Elena to them, and I feel like a lot of them do kind of want Elena out. So I wonder how far he wants to take Elena.
Yeah, it's interesting that he hasn't, and this might be a blind spot for Paul because I don't think he recognizes how done with him Elena is. Mm-hmm. You know, Elena would put Paul up on the block if she won, for sure, and I don't think he knows that. I did miss a great comment from Michelle in the chat. Raven looks like a bad mime.
It's true. Like, you can't argue with facts, and that's a fact.
Yeah. All right. So Paul is talking with Alex, and he's talking about their secret relationship. Nobody really suspects them. He says, I can't win in the end. I'm a vet. She goes, well, what about Nicole? She won. And he's like, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that happens, but yeah, I feel like this is going to be a bitter jury. They're not going to vote for me to win. And look, Alex, I probably have the best shot against Josh, but here's what I'm going to tell you. I will take you over Josh, over anyone else, because you did more. And that's my philosophy. I did that last season with Nicole. I took Nicole because she did more. I'm going to do the same thing with you. I'm going to take you to the end. I promise. I feel like Alex is probably buying this because obviously Paul can't go against friendship.
No, Paul, it's illegal in the Big Brother house for Paul to go against friendship. She's definitely buying this. I feel like she doesn't think Paul's lied to her at all in this game. And I don't know if he has. I'm sure he has. But I think that she'll do anything to get Paul to the final two. She said that she'll make final three with him and Jason and then let them two go to the end. I don't know if she's – and I don't think she's just saying that. I really don't think she's just like appeasing Paul. I think she means that with all of her heart.
Yeah, it's annoying. We'll see what happens if she does get to the end. But hopefully she's out Thursday night and we never have to find out.
That's
correct. He also, Paul, sorry. So Josh, somebody actually mentioned earlier, Whitney in the chat. Did you see Alex shoot down Josh's big reveal? This was a pretty funny moment where Josh went to Alex and said, look, I don't tell anyone, but I have a secret I'm going to tell you. I'm actually a fan of the game. I actually know what I'm doing. And Alex just immediately, I don't care, Josh.
It's funny though. Like, I really didn't know that Josh was like hiding, like the fact that he knows the game. Like, I feel like everyone could kind of just assume that even if he knows the game based on how he acted in the beginning, like he's still an idiot. So like, I don't think it matters very much if he really knows the game. Like, I don't think that one.
Yeah, she just broke up, so I don't know what you just asked me.
Oh, am I good now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying that does it really matter at this point since Josh has acted crazy throughout the whole game? Like, do people even care if he knows the game?
I mean, obviously Alex doesn't care. But I do think that this is good for Josh in the sense that like he needs anything that he can to get people to respect his game and if he makes it to the end. And I think being like a secret fan would probably help to some extent. Maybe a little bit like help sell the fact that maybe he wasn't just being a total like wacko and he was actually doing things with purpose. I like that he's starting to try to like craft that narrative right now.
Yeah. And Brent mentioned last night on the podcast that Josh is playing a game. Like you can't got to give him a little credit here.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so finally, Paul goes and checks Kevin. He says, Kevin, why you been acting weird and sketchy? And Kevin is like, why are you questioning me right now? Like, we agreed that we don't have to be checking in all the time. Like, literally word for word, Paul said to him earlier in the game, we don't have to check in all the time. And why is this happening? You know, Jason told me that you and Christmas were questioning me. You know, most of the reason why people think I'm sketchy in the first place is because of that hanky vote that you told me to do, Paul, which was like a very nice, like subtle mafia threat there. Like, you told me to do this, Paul. Like, if I get thrown under the bus for this, you're coming down with me. I think that was the implication there.
Yes.
And Paul was like, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's the other people that think you're being sketchy. I'm totally cool with you, of course. So this Kevin check turned into, I think, a Paul check.
Did Paul have the opportunity to leave the room and tell everyone how hard he checked Kevin? Like, did that happen yet? Or did he not explain the story to everyone?
I mean, I think he was like, oh yeah, I talked to Kevin. But it wasn't like a full, obviously there's a lot of details, that he left out. And yes, Tammy and Deanna in the chat, said, Paul threw that $25,000 in Kevin's face real quick. You know, this is Kevin being checked, but, Paul's playing with fire here. Kevin is not the kind of enemy he wants. Kevin has a lot of dirt on Paul. And if Kevin ends up teaming up with Mark and Elena, he could bring Jason along with him, especially if Alex goes out. So Paul needs to be very safe. You have plenty of time to kick Kevin to the curb. Mm-hmm. Alex is perfectly fine with eliminating Kevin at any point. You don't need to be so on top of it. Alex has been like on Kevin's case for a very long time now. So you got to be careful, Paul.
Yeah. And do you think that if Paul throws the $25,000 thing out there, they're going to say, well, Paul, why didn't you tell us from the beginning?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think it's worse, a worse look on Paul than it is on Kevin, because yeah. people already suspect that Kevin is lying about things. But when they find out that Paul knew about it, instructed Kevin to be quiet about it, also told Kevin to be a hinky vote, not only does Paul look like a liar, but he looks like a puppet master. Like, he was telling Kevin to do all of these things, and he's the one running around saying Kevin is acting sketchy. So it's a really bad look for Paul, especially, mm-hmm. and Whitney in the chat points out, Paul told them all that he knew that Ramses had the 25K, yeah. that he was actively misleading them into thinking that Ramses had it. So, again, he needs to be careful here with Kevin.
It'd be nice to happen. If it happens, maybe we'll see them turn on Paul. So it'd be really cool to see him actually throw that out there and then backfire.
Yeah, absolutely could. All right, so then we have another fight between Josh and Mark. Mark was out in the hot tub with Cody, which, of course, you know, how dare you wow. be in the same vicinity as Cody, even though Alex and Jason were just hanging out with him and saying that he was really cool. Hey, how dare you hang out with Cody? And Josh is essentially just running down the laundry list that he has on Mark. Like, you turned your back on Cody. You turned your back on Dominique. You're guilty. You're guilty by association. The line is drawn for me in this game. Like, I'm coming after you. He even runs to get Cody at one point, and Cody's just like, dude, I don't care. Just leave me out of this. You're sending me home. What business do I have being involved in any of this?
It was so bad, because he would try to bring Cody and be like, well, Cody, talk to me. Cody's like, I don't have to talk to you. Like, Josh, I'm going home. Why am I going to really get involved in this drama? And then and then Mark came outside, and then he goes, even Cody sees how sketchy you are. And Cody's like, nah, I didn't say that. And he shut Josh down real quick. And Josh was like kind of pretending to Mark that him and Cody are now cool, which is not the case. By any means, Cody still despises Josh with a burning passion.
Yeah, I mean, Cody's look, I don't really care for anyone in this game, and there's no point for me to get involved. Like, you're sending me home this week, so like, what's the point of any of this?
And it makes sense. Like, I feel like the best strategy on the block is to let other people self implode, and it potentially could be happening. And Mark, when Mark was arguing with Cody, or Mark was arguing with Josh outside, all of the whole. Watching as Josh berated Mark and acted ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and Cody does see this as an opportunity. I mean, he talks to the cameras. Yeah. Now that Jess is gone, he's trying to like talk to Jess in the cameras, and he's like, you know, hopefully this flips the votes onto Elena, but you know, it's probably not going to happen. But you know, never know. I mean, these people are lunatics. So you know, I miss you, Jessica. I feel like a weirdo talking to the cameras right now, but you know. So I got nothing else to do.
I would love to watch Cody continue to talk to the cameras for his stay in the Big Brother house. I think it's so funny.
Yeah, it is. He's like the last person that you would expect to be talking to the cameras. And you can tell he feels physically uncomfortable doing it. But, you know, he wants to talk to Jess and he's got no one else to talk to. So, yeah. I do like Cody as a character. I think he's a fun yeah. person to watch on the feeds. I don't agree with all of his views, and I think that he's a terrible player, but I do enjoy him as a character on the show, and it's kind of a shame that we're gonna be losing him. I'd rather lose Elena or someone at this point, but it's not looking like that's gonna happen anytime soon. So that is our update for the day. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat. Edmo says Taryn doing Cody's like Mr. Robot. Yeah, I mean, they play the robot sounds when yes. he moves his head, like
that was a good impression of a robot.
Yeah, right. I somebody like needs to do that for me when I'm on a podcast. I need like sound effects when I move my head around, like
you got to get a soundboard, and then you could just like.
Yeah, that would be great podcasting if there were sound effects on the podcast for people who weren't watching, just like constant robot like moving back and forth sounds.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Eat that.
Okay. So we'll be live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you again on the feeds. I just dropped my Taryn Show interview with Jordan Parhar today. Already getting some great feedback about that. Lots to talk about with Jordan. So make sure you check that out. We will be live tomorrow after the Wednesday night episode to recap everything that happens with the veto. I believe Ronnie Talbot will be on that podcast Ooh. With Melissa. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, Thursday night, we'll be live after the live eviction and double. double eviction, actually. So cross your fingers that it's going to be a good one. We'll have lots of fun stuff to talk about, how the game has opened up, and lots of exciting things are going to happen, or it's going to be some kind of funeral. So
one or the other. You're going to guarantee one of those options definitely happen.
Yes. All right. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.